mentioned on our prepared summary the Malini from Bullet of Sukuna. I would want to start by apologizing for us to come in when the session of the committee is already in progress. I think it was really difficult to our presentation on the ACT starts by alluding honourable members to the fact that we are a new board of CETA, the Small Enterprise Development Agency, only appointed end of March, but our effective date was the beginning of this year. And therefore, much of what we have done thus far is mainly about working on the priorities of the CETA administration, making sure that they are well expressed in terms of our plans starting from this year onwards. The minister has instructed us, and we also said to approve as the board annual performance plan that the committee is now considering. The minister did make reference to the strategy planning session July, August, but for CETA, we will have our strategy session in August, taking cue from what the ministry would have worked on together with all of us in the plenary sometime by the end of July or beginning of August. Without wasting your time, honourable members, I just wanted to make reference to the fact that we all, as entities of government, have particular outcomes we're contributing towards. And in this particular case, mainly it's about the inclusive growth as well as job creation. What I like the emphasis that members were making here, together with the minister, to say we're talking about quality job creation. Our shareholder has expressed a certain set of expectations in terms of the role and the work that we ought to be doing as CETA. I've just summarized those expectations, Honorable Chairperson, to indicate that our focus is going to be on non-financial support to the small enterprises, meaning that SMEs as well as the cooperatives, while we will allow our colleagues in CIFA focus on the financial support. In our view, and in terms of the mandate that expressed to us, although this refers to a number of things, but if you pull all of them together, they mainly relate to about three important things. Our ability to enable these small enterprises to have access to the market. Our ability to enable these enterprises, small enterprises, to have access to finance, as well as helping them build capacity as businesses. And that talks in the main to issues of access to information, issues of technology. Now, the point that was emphasized here, both by the minister as well as members, again talks to this very same approach. The point that was about CDAP, you just develop or help entrepreneurs developing business plans, and thereafter you don't even worry yourself or care to know what has happened to that entrepreneur or those business plans. I think when we then take it further to say a business plan that doesn't link that entrepreneur to the market, that doesn't link that entrepreneur to funding, maybe it's not worth the paper it is written. And therefore it's going to cause or take a lot of rethink in terms of the way in which we render ourselves. We have then again captured in the next slide, which is my last slide before I allow the CEO to run through the rest of the presentation. We have attempted to capture the what in our view we think, having listened to the president, having listened to the minister, what is it that would inform CEDAL's strategic priorities moving forward, starting with this year? Of those, there are things that the minister would like us to have concluded by the end of the financial year, but there are things that it would be about initiating that work to roll over the term of this administration. The first one, which again I'm not going to go at length in terms of explaining this on our chair, because the minister spoke to quite a number of them, is positioning CEDA as the lead incubator in government. And the minister was correctly saying in her concluding remarks, non-government as well. That's why we are saying that ends the cut. Because at the moment, I think everybody is incubating all over the place. But there does not seem to be a leader among those actors. We are being called upon them to claim that leadership role. And as you know, leadership is going to be earned through what you do practically in terms of the set of activities that we will develop to support that. The second one is coordination of the entire ecosystem of entrepreneurship within government. Again, it talks to the points that members were making here, and the minister, deputy minister, about agriculture, about this, and the FPT also made reference to those. I think what we're saying there is there must be someone who takes it as it is or her responsibility to coordinate all of those efforts. Whilst the minister was saying that yes, joint sitting of committees and so on may be encouraged, but it should be that we have confidence enough sitting here, if we have done our coordination work well, to say this is what the picture looks like across government, and we want to develop that capacity to be able to do that. The second, the third point is again the one-stop shop or platform model. I think we have had, it's something that we have not really focused on previously, not that collaboration was not happening, but it was not a primary center of focus. But now, taking the instruction and directive that's given to us, we would want to make sure that our services, both as CEDA and CIFA, are accessible in a manner that's not going to lead to entrepreneurs moving from what we would call pillar to post or from point A to point B. But when they get in there, they should be able to receive our services as what I refer to as this family of small enterprises. I've taken note, Minister, that you also indicated that you might find that ICC and others might as well be cut to those arrangements, but primarily as SIFA and SIDA, we ought to make sure that we roll out this platform. Again, I'm not going to waste time, honourable members, in terms of the support infrastructure, which I also referred to here as the footprint, because the minister spoke to that, in terms of coverage to the district. We were going to put some, and the CEO will cover that, some this year, and then run the program over the coming years of the actual mandate. My last point, honourable chair members, is really about the intention here is to support SMEs and cooperatives such that they can adequately innovate. There's been reference made here to the digital hubs, so that you don't have small enterprises that, because of their capacity, still belong to yesterday instead of belonging into the future. We also, that's the point that the minister was making about the turnover, we should also be able to track, because you are not going to be able to employ people, you are not going to be able to create those jobs that we want unless we improve the viability and sustainability of these enterprises, and that turnover is going to be critical. What business is coming to this business? Because that's going to be the determining factor in terms of this. Part of what the minister raised with us was it's going to be important as well. It's going to lead to all of this register, SME register, cooperative register thing, that it should be that in a catalog sense, even if somebody is sitting somewhere, call it Nigeria, call it in the UK or wherever, if they want to know who is producing what where, it should be that you are able to track that and be able to link those who ask that question to our entrepreneurs wherever they are sitting throughout the country, in whatever sector they are operating. I would, on that point, ask the CEO to take us through the detail then of the ACP presentation. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairman Scott, and thank you to everyone, the committee, honorable members, my ministers, my left, and my colleagues, welcome to everybody. I've already been introduced, and I am starting with the slide just to give a sense of where it is coming from. We thought it is important to do that, given that we are on this for the first time. But important as well about this slide is in terms of the experience that we should see that, in terms of that we are putting together as an organization experience from different organizations that have over the years been merging or coming up to form what is called FIDA. In that, we are collecting experience that is general business development support services in the form of the FIDA agency. Then we are also putting in experience in terms of manufacturing advisory support in the form of the organization that was NAMEC, and of course technology and innovation, as well as technology transfer experience. We are also within us having a review that we have been building on of experience that is on quality and standard. We tend to have a focus on women because previously we had a number of focused programs on women that were under the Technology for Women in Business program. And of course, we are coming from a history of being under the Department of Trade and Industry, which helps us to still be well connected to the Department of Trade and Industry to a point that some of their instruments are still being implemented through CEDA. And of course, the new ways in terms of the focus on small business development is now brought in by the Ministry. small business development that we are falling under. If we go to the act of CEDA, we are guided by three things in the main in terms of our mandate. We are an agency that has to assist in implementing the policy of government for small business development in the country. And of course, we are also having a responsibility that touches on the coordination that has been mentioned a couple of times in terms of us leading and playing a pioneer role in terms of developing a network across the country where small businesses could go to and to get service support desk, as well as making sure that we are also working with other agencies in the country or private sector in developing this network. And of course, we also have a responsibility of designing and developing programs that are geared to support small enterprises. And that those programs should be following the stratification line of the small enterprises, that is from informal to medium size, which we call the growth of growth potential enterprises. In doing our work strategically now, we are doing our work making sure that we put first partnerships that we have to make sure we facilitate partnerships that will first assist us to achieve our mandate and of course assist the entrepreneurs. So in building our capacity as an institution as well as building the capacity of the entrepreneurs through interventions that we pull together, forming a matrix of various services beyond the services that we're providing. Of course, we are also, as I have mentioned, have to make sure we provide support in terms of other agencies capitalizing on the network that we have been leading in terms of the outreach. So others, when they want to reach out to small enterprises, they would piggyback on our network and we become a bridge for their services, especially within a government. As I have mentioned, for example, the programs that are designed by the Department of Administration, pilot programs, as well as other initiatives, say, for example, programs from the international donor community. So they would take on our network to go out to the international. Of course, because of the vast interactions that we have with various role players, we are also taking a good position in terms of providing research support. So later I will share some areas where you will find research work that is talking about the sector, where actually that research work, even if it's coming by that name that you will see, is the research work that behind in CEDA, we consider the pioneering that work. Impact, when we are measuring our work, we are looking at the areas in terms of, one, are we promoting entrepreneurship in the country, and of course, are we developing customized and general support interventions for small enterprises. So our interventions are twofold. There are those interventions that are just generic, according to general understanding of the needs of small enterprises, but there are interventions that are customized based on the client journey model. I'll talk about that later, where we have identified intravenous that we have to take through a course of intervention, and therefore we have to design specific interventions around their businesses. And we are as well measuring ourselves in terms of impact to say what are we contributing in the ecosystem for small business development, whether by introduction of programs, whether by technical support. I will talk to some examples later in the presentation. And greatly, we measure what we are doing by checking if their growth, if their sustainability in the enterprise that receive support from us or through us. In our vision, we are capturing exactly what I have mentioned to say those are our points of measure. So our mission as well is following those, and our values as an organization are values that are outward looking to make sure that as an organization we are nurturing our intraneers. We are coming with innovation and innovative solutions in the center and for the intranet. And of course, we are checking ourselves constantly to say, are we customer centric? And above all, is internally looking to say, are the officials responsible in their conduct, in their engagement with the intranet and the stakeholders at large? This is our organogram, mainly if I pull the lead programs from the structure, I would say we are structured to have a corporate services division, which is more your corporate affairs of CIDA, and of course the enterprise development division, which is the division that is managing the network of offices that we have across the country and what is happening in those offices. Our finance division, the CIDA technology program, which is looking after the network of incubation centers that we are supporting across the country. Then the strategy, information, and small and planning part of CIDA. So below, we are pulled by those key focus areas in our organization of our work. Just to give a sense of where and how our spread. Our spread across the provinces is in an average of the 5 offices that we call CIDA branch offices. These are offices that originally, when we were starting planning for the network, they were meant to follow the distributing balances in each province, let alone that resources, they made us to rethink and come with a different way of covering the district municipalities, covering the municipalities. That's where the issue of co-locations, the next column, came to play, where we realized that we don't have enough resources to set up an office in each and every place. So let us look at the municipality offices and see if we cannot attach ourselves there. Let us look at other agencies that happen to be in areas where we are not, and we see if we cannot attach ourselves there. So the growth in terms of outreach at the moment, we are carrying it through these partnerships where we are setting up these offices. Some of these offices are fully manned full-time in a month, in a week. Some of them are this is where we have set where we more like a mobile, which is going with the mobile units that we have where we cover long areas. And of course, the last column is showing the number of incubators that we are supporting across the country. Maybe whilst I'm at that slide, I may as well say the variances in terms of the collocation point are a sign of when we have good partners. If you are looking at Eastern Cape and the collocation, that is beginning to say when we go to those provinces and we negotiate and we talk, at least there is a response. In other provinces, that's where we are still working hard to say, let us partner. Western Cape, there is a history there. I know often we are asked why so many branches in Western Cape. Again, historically, Western Cape Province had a number of service points for small enterprises before 1994. And then along the way, 1996, exactly 2006, those offices for the provincial government were incorporated into CIDA, and that was followed by funding, and that funding has since ceased. I think it stopped in the last 2-3 years. 2-3 years, yes. So that is the history behind that. The spread of us as an organization in the provinces, we are starting to do something that is a geo analysis in terms of the provinces, where the SMM is, the numbers of SMEs, which will also help us in the long run to locate the interpreters that we are working with, so that we can, as they give us their addresses, we can plot them on a geomap, and we are able to track them all the time to see if this address is still active, what is happening, or just to ease MNE when we have to deploy someone who is not us to go and do MNE. But on the average, our offices are carrying a fair spread of our personnel. I think I must just talk to Gauteng. That seems to be on the low. The history behind that was that in Gauteng, there are a number of agencies, development agencies. So in the plan of FIDA, the focus was different. The focus was more on partnering on the incubation side. If you saw the other slide, there were more incubators that we are supporting. Again, in Gauteng, we were partnering. We had branch offices, but our partners were greatly the municipalities. And over time, the municipalities have been pulling back and closing those office spaces that we were using as our office points. So that's why now the number is down, following the spread of offices. We have something that we call a client journey services map in FIDA, which is just supposing the two core divisions that we have, FIDA incubation division, as well as the national programs, as I mentioned, that's our branch network. I'm reading this slide bottom up, and shared services, that is when we are talking about shared partnership between the two divisions, these two divisions, because we are trying our best to flow the client either from ideation stage, where the client would be starting, maybe getting, having support from our business development support services, until a point where it is identified that, okay, now you can apply to be properly incubated over a period of time, and then you go to our incubators other than the call of intrapreneurs that is made by the incubators in general. Infrastructure, that's where we are saying, as FIDA, we do have our own outreach infrastructure in terms of our offices for intrapreneurs. But infrastructure in terms of incubators now, that is a partnership incubator infrastructure. The incubators that are supported by us are not owned by us, are not in our facilities. So that is private sector infrastructure. Many of those incubators are in the form of NGOs or entities. So that infrastructure is not our own paid for infrastructure. In terms of programs, as I said, again, we are meeting each other halfway in terms of the business advisory services that is fitting to the incubation. But on both ends, at this moment, in terms of our strategy and plan, we are trying to build more on the startup side in terms of giving critical support on the ideation to formation, because we've realized that there are many people that have good ideas, but the support is not clear at that stage. So we said, let us make sure that we capture this innovation that we are seeing, especially from young people, and reorganize ourselves to be better in providing the service in a structured and continuity plan. As well as business scaling, there we are saying we need to better ourselves in terms of now having sector specific and oriented expertise, because in the middle we are right, but the moment now we go high growth, upper end internationalization, where sector specific expertise is required, in-house we realize that we don't have it. And at this point in time, we are borrowing that expertise through external service providers. And again, that's the other area that we are saying in our strategy. We have to look into partnerships with the private sector because we believe that expertise is there in the corporate. It's a matter of us understanding how to partner with them, and they give us that expertise to our interest here. So I think the rest is just showing how we are mapping our intrapreneurs as they are going and moving across our program for support. In summary, not all inclusive here, but if I were to say how are we currently packaging ourselves to make sure at least even if there are some overlays, there is a focus to say when we are dealing with the driverless or micro enterprises, what are the primary support services that we are providing, and when we are growing with the intrapreneur to small and medium-sized enterprises, what are we focusing on, as well as our focus in terms of collective enterprises in the main there being the cooperative. Of course, we have targeted groups for whom we also have some custom designed programs. I must say that we are also moving forward in terms of what I said, to say what are we contributing to the ecosystem. We've realized that in the ecosystem there is a need for structured business development support training. So we have worked, sat down with services data, and we have worked on training programs now, training programs that can be offered to the ecosystem in terms of other business development service institutions and their people. We are currently having accredited training programs that are listed with the services data, and we are still in the process of growing that. That is linking to our academy. At CETA, we have what is an academy, but this academy has all along been internally focused and geared to provide training to our own business development support team. But we have since realized that we are frequently being drawn in, receiving calls from others in the ecosystem that say, train us as well. We see there is good in what you are doing. And that work is also helping us to curb the revolving door, because what is happening now, when we train our people, the moment they master our tools, they are employed elsewhere. So we keep on doing this training. So we said maybe we just need to find a way of having a formal structure of doing this. Shared services, there I'm talking to some of the key programs that I would say these are things that we are offering to the ecosystem. We are having a program that is called Basic Entrepreneurship Skills Development Program. This is a program that is combining support to entrepreneurs at the same time developing one who wants to be a business advisor, and there is a mentor behind. So there will be a site where entrepreneurs will be trained in a group approach, and at the same time you are also training practitioners. So that's where they are getting some kind of practical work. We started this program being funded by National Skills Fund. We are almost at the end of their funding, and now this is one of the programs we are taking to the private sector to say, give us continuity on this program, because we have also been working with you on it. In its current phase, it has been focusing mainly on those that are in retail. Hence, I'm saying, in a way, it has been benefiting the bigger stores in terms of retail shops. Hence, we are going back to them to say, when you are doing your enterprise development support services, just see if we cannot find a way of continuing with this program. Of course, the other area is the counseling and coaching, mentorship, where again we are having groups of entrepreneurs, our primary focus being women in business, where we are now giving structured coaching, enterprise coaching. Initially we have been running this program in three provinces, and now in our success in our pilot, we are in the plan that we are presenting here today, planning to roll out the program to health sites in all the provinces. The MPREPAR program is a program that is a UNIDO by origin program. CIDA is a licensed provider of this program in the country in the arrangement of UNIDO in terms of implementation of this program. Again, it's another form of a coaching program, but it's also looking now at the human side of the intrapreneur than just looking at the business. So it's also looking at the individual, how to develop the individual in terms of making sure the individual and the personality is developed to manage the business effectively. Incubator governance management program here, that's where we are beginning to say those that are managing incubators, there must be some kind of training that goes into them. So we have started the journey of working with the universities, starting now with the University of Pretoria, where we have an incubation governance management program that is assisting in making sure that those that are supposed to be managing these incubators, they know what they are doing in terms of governance issues and general management. Chamber support, that's one area that we keep on touching and using for various reasons, and in the strategy that I am presenting, this is one area that we are saying we need to do something right, something that has sustainability. I think I will talk to that later, but so far we have been working with the chambers, using them as platforms for training, assessing entrepreneurs using their membership, but also training those that are in leadership structures of the chambers. Other than that, we have a number of other programs that we are putting in the matrix of support in CIDA, taking from various organizations. And once we have packaged that, we can send it back to the ecosystem again. We are also working on research. As I said, if you see in the GEM report, the focus on the South African chapter of GEM, that is work that is done under our wing and guidance, as well as the BR, the Bureau of Economic Research report. Traditionally, it doesn't have a focus on small business in South Africa, but we have engaged with them, hence in the last 3-4 years, we have been having that chapter now that is focused on the analysis of the status of small business in South Africa. Of course, we also do benchmarking with other countries and support the department in other areas. Right now, we are working with the department on a youth focused research, looking at the status of youth, especially in townships and rural areas, building towards seeing what custom design programs we should have for them. Information platforms, I think that is getting new meaning in what I think the minister has already spoken about in terms of the one-stop shop. And so we will be escalating from what we have been doing. As CIDA, we have started as an example on building on e-services portal, where our entrepreneurs can go on our website and start registering themselves, go through some tools, self-diagnosis. All in all, I have already talked about the partnership with Services CETA and the client journey model, partnering with the private sector and working with the department. Priorities and emanating from our strategy and looking into the plan for this year, we have been expanding on the impact areas that I have mentioned. Just to drill down on those to say what are we looking for, we are looking for improvements in support for SMEs, and in this year, these are the key things that we are saying we are putting forward. Coaching and mentorship, buying local, promoting, which speaks to the markets that Minister has spoken about when I walked in, dedicated programs that are looking at rural and peri-urban areas. One thing we have realized is that an entrepreneur in the rural areas, we cannot treat it as the same as an entrepreneur in the
urban,
because that entrepreneur starts from a different threshold, from various things, you know, even just general information. So that's why you are saying now we have to make sure there is something clear for them. Programs for women, youth, and people with disabilities, again, we have just been weaving them in the program as we are hearing them, but we are saying we just have to have a dedicated program so where we know this is where the young people will be channeled in terms of support. As an example, when we are talking digital innovation, that's one area I can make an example where we are saying young people, we must make sure we're talking about setting up coding schools, etc. I think I covered that slide. Moving to the other slide, again, drilling down on the impact areas that I have mentioned. We are focusing on compliance and training in this sense more than before. We are talking into the issue of the deal flow management between CIDA and CIFA, things that have already been explained as well in the presentation from the department and into from the minister. And I think as well as partnerships with the local government, in that we are aiming as well in delivering with the local government various things as coming from our strategy. The next area is coordination, of course, but in coordination focus now is on setting up business development standards in the ecosystem, because we've realized that the other thing that is shortchanging the ecosystem is mushrooming business consultants. Now we are saying people have to go through some standards, there must be a monitoring and evaluation mechanism. We are working with this with other partners in the sector. It's not something that we are doing by ourselves. The next area looking in focus in particular, I would select the 30% government procurement for SMEs. We have been as well starting to engage with the Central Procurement Office to understand the blockages in the SPM program, because we realize that this is not happening because the bid evaluator does not know and then I think the other area that I can mention is the IP protection of the SMEs, which is our other focus area, given the experiences that our SMEs, when we are taking them to sales and markets, they come across. Here we are just touching CIDA now. Yes, I want to say so, to say the chairperson has already touched on the following slide. And the minister as well has touched on the slide. This is a detailed plan in terms of targets. I'm not sure the expectations, the plan is a bit long because it's taken by each division. But it's a plan that in the main is building on prior year successes, and it's also introducing new things. When we say not measured, because that area is an area that historically we have not been tracking to say what is happening, and now we have realized that we have to look closer into that thing. As an example, we have been doing group training, but is there a follow-up after we've done those group training sessions? Interventions as well, where we could be doing once-off interventions other than people that are on a client journey model, but to say, is there a follow-up to say what happens after that? I'm just tracking on the new areas where we are looking at access to finance that has been spoken about. I've already talked about the coaching and how we intend to expand on our coaching program. Entrepreneurship in schools, that's it one. New focus areas, because we realize that as we benchmark from other countries, if we don't start with the young people once they are still in the places of learning, we lose them. Again, another new focus area is supplier development program, where even us as leaders, we are saying, let us hear ourselves correctly in terms of our BEE status to make sure that there is no bias. I cannot work with you from the private sector. So that is one area, because we realize that the private sector is making the issue out of us being not able to submit our BEE verification certificate. So that's one area that has some challenges that we are engaging on with the Department of Trade and Industry. I've talked to the collocation point extensively. Here again, the increase in number of SMEs supported through the incubators, that is going along with the establishment of the new incubators and the digital hub, the plan that we have had in place, that minister is beginning now to reshape for us. Exposure in terms of innovation, where we will be running hackathons and innovation forums, to make sure that we have innovation markets where we can bring innovation from our research institutions like the CSIR and take those prototypes to others now who are ready and can be taken through the process of commercializing and further developing the prototypes from those institutions. Last slide is just about our administration. To say focus in administration, of course, is to be led by my minister on the right. So we are making a commitment here to say whatever we are hearing from the ministry, from the portfolio committee as guidance, we endeavor to make sure that we follow up on those things. But overall, I think critical to mention, the leveraging of funding from our partners. For us, it's important because our budget has been reducing. So every time our budget is reduced by X, we go into the ecosystem and establish partners that make us regain what we have lost in terms of the fiscal allocation. As an example, our budget over the MTF has been reduced about 123 million. Hence now here, we are saying, okay, year on year, at least we must have a minimum X of amount that we regain from the private sector through our partnership. Budget, at the end, our budget currently, as I mentioned, is 960 million. But of that, only 641 million is coming through the department from National Treasury. Again, added to that, there are specific programs that we are implementing for the department, so we would receive ring-fenced budget, and we would be receiving money as well from other partners in government, like provincial Department of Economic Development, is where they would want us to implement certain programs for them. So we would record that money. So I'm just explaining the difference between the 641 million that we get in the book from National Treasury and the 938 million that I have as the total income. And at the bottom, that's how we spread our money. That's our spending allocation. I think the summary here is the summary that's touching on some of the things that I have mentioned, to mention the existing budget, to mention partnerships and the risks that we also have to manage in these partnerships, to mention as well the issue of us now making sure we follow the threat in outreach, being present in the municipalities, making sure we also take advantage of the funds that are coming into the small business space, especially the government funding. The 18% like 5 million has been announced. So for us today, how do we gear ourselves to make sure we take advantage of this? Programmatically, if I talk to it, how do we support ourselves inside in terms of our ICT infrastructure, is it matching the new strategy and direction that we are taking in terms of the ecosystem coordination? Are we having a mechanism and tools to coordinate in terms of learning development as well, contributing to the sector? Are we pulling our learning academy to a different level? And I think in what I've said, I've also summarized this topic. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was really powerful. Let me request the August House to adjourn for lunch, and then we'll come and deal with the deliberation thereafter.
How long is
for 40 minutes. I'm cutting those minutes. It was supposed to be for 45 minutes. I'm cutting 5 minutes. So it's now
2 o'clock.
So we'll 2 o'clock will be finished, or is it just half an hour?
Yeah, even 30 minutes. Our lunch is just here.
What is happening?
They are calling you to order. You want to see what the strategy of you is. It has not listened. It is not listening. Why? Listen to those people now. Listen to the commission.
What's the thing?
That's size cut.